The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth. Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would be your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death.
Our psalm this evening is Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You set me at liberty when I was in trouble. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
How long will you nobles dishonour my glory? How long will you love vain things and seek after falsehood?
Know that the Lord has shown me his marvellous kindness. When I call upon the Lord, he will hear me.
Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still.
Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord.
There are many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us.
You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their corn and wine and oil increase.
In peace I will lie down and sleep, for it is you, Lord, only who make me dwell in safety.
Give us today, O God, a glad heart and a clear conscience, that when we come to this day's end, we may rest in peace with Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen.
Our Bible reading this evening is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed me, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Grant us your light, O Lord, that the darkness of our hearts being overcome, we may receive the true light, even Christ our Saviour.
Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Grant us your light, O Lord, that the darkness of our hearts being overcome, we may receive the true light, even Christ our Saviour.
Today the church remembers Henry Martin. Almighty God, who by your Holy Spirit gave Henry Martin a longing to tell the good news of Christ and skill to translate the scriptures, by the same Spirit give us grace to offer you our gifts, wherever you may lead, at whatever the cost. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Visit our several places, O Lord, we pray. Drive far from them the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. And may your blessing be always upon us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen.
In peace we will lie down and sleep.
For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety.
Abide with us, Lord Jesus.
For the night is at hand, and the day is now past.
As the night watch looks for the morning,
so do we look for you, O Christ.
The Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us peace. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be and rest upon you all this night and always.
Amen.